We'll now hear from Luisa Diaz, who's looking at Food of War. Over to you. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, I need to take this off. Thank you very much. I'm Luisa Diaz. I'm going to present my PhD ongoing research about food of war. And for this part that I'm going to present like a second version of my master thesis in creating a tangible narrative in the intangible war heritage. Well, for this small presentation, I'll give my research objectives and the originality or why this topic, then a theoretical framework, afterwards the methodology I've been using so far. Then I'm going to talk about what I've been founding on food of war in memory tourism in Catalonia, and I will conclude. Well, my research objectives were, first I did to make a literature review about food of war and memory tourism narrative, and then to identify ways in which the subject is included in the memory tourism in Catalonia. Why this topic? Because memory tourism is mainly focused on the tangible heritage places you can visit. Then the narrative in memory tourism is also focused on the war heritage sites. And the literature on food of war in tourism, it's somehow limited, although it has been presented since 2010, but there are still a few articles. So my approach is to understand, my aim is to understand the approaches to create a tangible narrative for an intangible heritage. When talking about food of war in the tourism places, touristic places or memorial spaces, one of the main issues or the main topics they talk about is about food shortage and famine during war. Then another, some other topics that are related to are rationing and the black market. But they leave behind some other interesting topics that have been that were developed or that are developed in places during war, like the civilian education for the civilian population and the citizen strategies, which are these: the meal preparation, looking for some nutritious and appetizing and cheap food, and founding substitutes for the specifically the meal preparation and to overcome the nutritional goals. Then the search for eatables, other than in the black market, all the strategies the civilians used to get the eatables. And another important thing was about the food waste. The usually during war, or when there's famine, people used to take everything out of every product. And there are some other things that are related in the food of war literature that are not considered in the tourism. Like, for example, the symbolism of food while at war. For example, the thinking of a sense of normality when you get a nice meal and you get this encouragement to continue the day, the social and economical power as people, if they have more food and more access to food, they're usually the ones that had the power. Also the propaganda made around food and the food as a social integrator. For example, here in Germany, the American airplanes threw some chocolates to the kids so they could make it like a social integration for in the community. And also one important aspect is the woman as the food that has a food protector role. Usually the male are the ones that are in the public sphere, but women are the ones that protect the food in the house, and they are the ones that feed the people in the house front. In terms of the narrative in memory tourism, places usually are created to remember places, or these sites are created to educate, to inform, and to entertain. Then there's one challenge in this type of spaces, that is to create an emotional connection between the space that is no longer necessarily there, or that has not this impact or in the place, like for example, a battlefield, to create this emotional connection with the visitor. So one of the strategies used or founded in the literature about how to bring a memorial space to life are exciting narratives or storytelling, integrating landscapes and artifacts with the narrative that they're explaining, making possible to visitors to build familiar connections, just to relate with some other comment that someone made before, integrating diverse narratives, like the public and stated narrative with a vernacular local narrative created in the place, and including images, objects, and sounds. And lastly, in the food of war tourism, that there are some articles, there are two ways of tackling these two issues. The food of war, specifically, that they talk about food of war in exhibition to educate people or to commemorate war. The experience that they have made some experiences about this military experiences, and they replicate the experience, and by souvenir and destination branding. This is a special case in Kinmening, Taiwan, that they have been doing these bullet crackers as a souvenir or as a taking something to get into the to tell the narrative and the what they have lived over there. And there's another way of using food to tell a story of war, and is to use a gastronomic tour as an excuse to tell a conflict. This is was posited by Amran, that they talk about food tours in Palestine that tells the conflict between Palestine and Israel. The methodology, now I'm focusing my research on Catalonia, mainly because of the importance of the Catalonian region during the Civil War. And I've been making an exploratory qualitative research. I'm making an observation, a participatory observations, with short interviews to the participants and taking notes from the visits. I've made so far two visits from memory tours, one in Barcelona, one in Figueras, two visits, wine tasting related with war and post-war. Both of them are in Garriguella, that is in Girona province. And the special place over there is that they have over 3,000 or 1,000 post-war bunkers and one war bunker. One visit related to with food history, to an exposition, and one activity that was related to an exposition made of food of war. Then I've made again, some interviews that were considering target audience, that consider the motivations to build the products, that also tells about the value of the Catalonian gastronomy. Two people that perform memory tours, both of them in Barcelona. Three people that do wine tours and talk about the war and the history in Girona province. Two that have expositions on food history. One of them that have made, that is called Cerdi Flechas, that have made two expositions specifically related to food of war. One person that have developed an exhibition related activities to one of the expositions that was El Farcel de la Posguerra, and two experts from of the Catalonian food history. So, taking into account the map that I just that I presented above and adding to the concept and the literature that I already talked about, I also have this food in memory tourism in food of war. We have this exhibition and these two exhibitions, Menús de Guerra and El Farcel de la Posguerra, are specific exhibitions that talk about the food of war, recipes that they talk about recipes, they talk about authors, they present a doctor that it was really important during the war period. They talk about the creativity they had to use and the relationship of the chefs with the women involved in that. And also in these exhibitions, they show the aim and the approaches the Generalitat de Catalunya used to overcome these differences, this issue. Then, they have also Alimentar de Barcelona that also shows a little bit a hint of the civil war across the whole history of the Barcelona of giving food to Barcelona. There is also the experience that are the activities related to the exhibitions. In these experiences, usually they try to come to a new watching the war, continuing with this narrative, but making it into the nowadays format. After considering the gastronomic tour and the way to talk about the conflict, this is specifically considered with the wine tasting and with the wines tasting. And it's because the wine, this gives a difference from other wineries. And this different difference factor helps them to talk about the conflict that happened around the wineries. And lastly, the memory tours that they talk about, they are civil war tours, but they highlight places that are really important as bottle spaces, in the city. It was a specific cafe in Barcelona that is the Mocha Cafe that had the battle among different the different parties during the battle in Barcelona. So how to narrate an intangible heritage? Adding with the to the literature that I already said is also to enable a dialogue among generations. This specifically during the exhibitions about food of war, the person that created them told me that it was really important for him to see that the generations spoke to each other and younger generations understood what the older generations passed through. The use of characters specifically to narrate and generate emotional vinculation with the tourist or with the audience. Interaction with the tourist is also really important as they give some new narratives and they spices it up like the narrative that the tour creates. The use of the landscape as part of the narration, to generate a link to the present issues. This specifically is really important nowadays with the food of war, with the food waste, and include the senses. not only the the objects and visual and sounds, but also include the tasting. So just to conclude, this is an academic research. This literature has been going from 2010, but still is limited, and it can continue. The food of war, it's important. It's nice to enable a discussion of food of war that doesn't have to be only about famine and food shortage, and that's not only about the bad things of the war, but also the creativity that undermined the nice aspects of it. Also using the food as a mean to educate about the war and memory, creating different and joyful experiences. And in terms of the narrative in memory tourism, it's nice to consider the different strategies to narrate the intangible heritage. Thank you very much.
Luis, well done. Such an interesting perspective to the dark tourism literature which exists out there. And I'd like to put it to the floor for any questions that you might have.
Yeah, I'm not listening, sorry. Yeah, I have a list of items that I have to look for, specifically which objects they use to narrate the story. As I have coming up with the different narrative topics, I look to see, when I visit, I try to see if they are similar in the different tours that I've been doing. So I try to, it's like a checklist, and also identifying new or different things about that specific tour.
Okay, well, on behalf of the Atlas Group, I'd like to thank the four PhDs for stepping forward so bravely and presenting your very innovative and your early findings with us. I think we've all enjoyed it and found it quite enlightening. So thank you very much again. Thank you.